Blog Talk Radio.
We got Drew Brown. We got the Looney.
We got Yuck Man.
Rich Rich. He's folded.
You say you got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my side, you back to my stable. Say bro, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but $5 on the real field. I'm on the level, stay mellow, no criticism from the fellows. Hello, being keen during the high speed, but still don't tap the beat. I'm DD, Drew Brown, baby.
like that grill, I drop fever. So either put your pop or you got to leave it like fever. Cause see ya, Nicky perfect broke a smoke your slip all day. The home and buy big tricky with his pretty then porn day. I got five of them, the Hennessy, Seagram's a boy. So this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitty is a donut. Now I'm blowing it up like a Oklahoma.
With my fin, best believe we'll bend. My goodness, then you thought to something right. It's bought most C-Zack, believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking. In the tips to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up. So if you need me, scream double O when you see me.
Gay slapping revenue growth and just a little bit of lightweight flamboyant and potent fumes linger mighty clouds and northern lights. Respect to Victor Baron and you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrill, but perhaps today my skill ain't filling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track where hella fools be. Pocket empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, pass it around.
Me and these homies through the head, coming fed plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, man. Turned off the hurricane, learned the game. Witness what being on 2-5 equal. Me killing people like Jason, facing death every sequel.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking crisps at night to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fence to do the evil that men do. Give me feed by shall proceed and continue.
I gotta be down, cause new styles are going down. Look around you, tunes from the moon spreading round and round you. Back to get my old on, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the cause.
Rolling up cannabis, the team are hitting the Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on hurricane. Better to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Better go to the land, with a handful of broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I'll be hitting the J so hard I earl. Falling on the floor, gonna have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got 5 on everything, let you know this is smoke. It's P.I.C.E. about to hit it and crow.
Short on some ends. Don't worry, I'll take care of that. I got 5 on that. I got you.
All right, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and I have with me Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you got 5 on it?
Greetings, Sister Antoinette. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, and we all do. Got 5 yes. on it. Greetings, how yes, you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I got 5 on it, so I'm as
right.
well as can be expected. Yes.
Well, that's good.
And right away,
that is very good.
Family, pulling you in, as always,
yes.
starting off with Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and much love. Great respect and admiration for the family and listening audience, for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that we share together. It is greatly appreciated, family. Greatly,
yes.
And I know that you will enjoy tonight's class, because I'm still beaming. Was on the sick side last week, but hey, the universe told me it was for a purpose for me to slow down so I can
yes,
receive.
This is always important.
So family too, right quick, just to connect some dots with today's date. And we know today is 12/7/2022. In 18 days, we will be back on the same number of today's date. When you add it up, it's a 7. So that's basically showing us that we will be entering what next year, 2023, the 7. But the interesting thing is, we'll be celebrating this date in 18 days. It's called Christmas. It's 12/25. 2 + 5 is the 7.
Oh, yes.
But it'll be the same thing. And the interesting thing, what it does from now to the 18th. Remember, family, if you're not aware, tonight is the cold full moon.
Oh.
So between now and the end of the class, you can go outside or take a look out your window and get some of this energy. Do your rituals, because the full moon is the time that we do rituals. Find out what rituals you can do by basically going inside yourself. It's already in you. But again, family, get that energy from the full moon tonight, because it's the last full moon of the year. So get it. And like I said, that energy reflects all the way to 12/25, Christmas Day, family. So with that, Sister Antoinette, did you want to start off any current event?
Yes, give me one second. I'm trying to see what day of the week is December the 18th.
December the 18th is next Sunday.
Oh, okay. Okay, so. All right, I just wanted to check. All righty, well, I have a couple of things. First, I want to start off with one that I don't know if you're seeing this in Chicago. I don't know if it's in Delaware yet, but I did see it coming on the news for Philadelphia, where they are had the security, heavily armed security, at the gas stations. Are you seeing that there in Chicago?
No, I'm not. Not at all.
Well, in Philadelphia, the owner of a Philadelphia gas station has hired a heavily armed security detail to guard his business amid an explosion of crime in the city, according to reports. Guards toting rifles and wearing body armor have been patrolling a Carco, K-A-R-C-O, gas station at the intersection of Broad and Clearfield streets in North Philly for about 3 weeks. The owner, Nell Paytel, says his business and personal property has been repeatedly targeted by criminals, but order has been restored since he brought in personnel from Pennsylvania state agents. We are tired from all of this nonsense, robbery, drug trafficking, hanging around, gangs, Patel told Fox 29. They are forcing us to hire the security, high-level security, state level. I fear for the safety of my employees as well as my nice neighbors and customers. 29 polled his audience, asking how they felt about guards with AR-15s at gas stations. Approximately 75% of respondents said it made them feel safer. We are trained. My guards go to training every other week. They're proficient with their guns. They're proficient with their taser. They know the law, site Chief Andre Boyer explained. The law tells us we have a right to protect this property with any means necessary. So, Brother Eddie, how do you feel about that?
think Brother Prince said it nice on his record. It's a sign of the times.
Yes.
Again, see, when we allow our neighborhoods, the communities, to get in such a disarray, chaos, where our only means of comfort and security lies in military police. In retrospect, when we're looking at it, we are opening up Pandora's box for what we've always talked about as martial law.
Yeah.
We're not seeing the small things that we are agreeing upon, that we're not seeing what's coming down the road. See, so right quick, to stay on the five, family, because the five is very, very important to where we are in tonight's class anyway.
Yeah.
But everything that we basically touch on, it's all connected, and it always comes back to that four and the five, which is metaphysics, God in Christ, as above, so below. Because you started off mentioning they are hired to protect what? Gas station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, family, gas is 14. That's the five. See, that's that magic word again that we're going to be talking about. I got five on it. See, all of these things that we keep talking about coming up to comes to five. And I'm going to make a claim this evening. This is what we're basically opening ourselves up for, because, again, here in Chicago, they just mentioned another five that they have mm-hmm. confiscated this year, over 11,000 guns here in Illinois, Chicago alone, 11,000 guns. Well, gun is 14, family. There's that five again.
Yeah.
These are our rights that we've never actually took the forefront to fight for. We let everybody else tell us what rights we're fighting for. Well, we agreed and went along with it. For instance, civil rights. See, the civil rights we fought for, everybody else is using that same blueprint. And
yeah.
Where the rights that we fought for decades, they're being distributed. And it's the five. It's the five. We'll get back to that. But to keep going with current events right quick, I want to throw a couple of current events in with me.
Okay.
For the past week, since we weren't on last week. But recently, Monday, Sister Bev had a show, and they were dealing with music. Long story short, once I called in, it was because they were talking about sampling music and how each generation has sampled music on up until present time. So I added in dealing with who? James Brown in Parliament. Because for me, James Brown in Parliament has been the most sampled two artists out there that hip-hop basically plays. Long story short, Monday happened to be 12/5/2022, which comes to a five. So the brother that was on, I got on the five dealing with that day's date, and let him know that brother comes to five, 32, which is a five. And once we see the power of the unity, once we come together, like mother is beautiful, but the power is mothers. Mothers against drunk drivers, mothers. Well, that's because mothers come to 32, just like brother comes to 32, the five. So he mentioned broke in and said, excuse me, man, that's interesting. He said, mothers, and today, that day was his mother's, his late mother's birthday. So he was like, man, thank you for that. I said, bro, it's it's no coincidence, because guess what? Birthday comes to 32, which is a 5, my brother. He was like, oh, man. No, I was like, yeah. So that was one to let us know how all of this connected. I don't care what show I'm listening to, the 5. I got 5 on it, always comes up, because I'm going to get into another show that I listened to Sunday. And right quick, it was entitled Good Hair. The irresistible and qualities in a woman. But the show dealt basically with good hair, the perception of good hair, and it dealt with Chris Rock's documentary on good hair. But interesting enough, good comes to 15, hair comes to 17. 15 plus 17 is 32, family. And when you turn 32 around, you got 23. 23 is natural. That's what good hair is. It's natural. And when you add the S onto hair, it becomes hairs. Hairs is 23, and this is why we hear the phrase, the hairs stand up on the back of your neck. The hairs are antennas. Antennas are also 23, the 5. So we'll come back to that as you continue with your current event. And, ooh, I can't be remiss. I've said it before, but it's worth repeating on tonight's class. Current, we always do current events. Current is 32. Current is 32, which is 5. Event is 23, which is 5, family. Wow. Yes. We gonna see how much this 5 is. Woo! How it really is. So go ahead and continue with your current events, Sister Antoinette.
Okay. Well, I'm sure everyone knows about or has heard of what has been happening in North Carolina. So I have an update. Well, I guess it's an update. We'll see how it goes. Attacks, plots similar to sabotage of North Carolina power grid has threatened infrastructure nationwide. Just 3 days before 2 Electpower in North Carolina, the Federal Department of Homeland Security issued a bulletin warning lone offenders and small groups could be plotting attacks, and that the nation's critical infrastructures were among the possible targets. The warning became a reality on Saturday when widespread power outages in North Carolina were reported after a perpetrator or perpetrators shot up the power stations in Moore County. The incident left up to 45,000 utility customers without electricity and prompted local officials to declare a state of emergency. The Homeland Security National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin, issued on November 30th, said individuals and groups motivated by a range of ideological beliefs and personal grievances continue to pose a persistent and lethal threat to the homeland. Targets of potential violence included public gatherings, faith-based institutions, the LGBTQI, I don't know what the I is, community schools, racial and religious minorities, government facilities, and personal U.S. critical infrastructure, the media, and perceived ideological opponents, bulletin reads. The bulletin followed one issued by the Department of Homeland Security in January, warning that extremists have been developing credible, specific plans to attack electricity infrastructure since at least 2020, according to the Associated Press. While law enforcement investigated the Moore County sabotage has yet to identify a suspect or a motive, the attack has been described by local authorities as an eye-opener and prompted calls to harden the state's infrastructure to deter future incidents. This kind of attack raises a new level of threat, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said at a news conference Monday afternoon. But similar attacks and full plot bridge and other infrastructures across the United States has been targeted over the past decade. In April 2013, a group of suspects wielding high-powered rifles staged an attack in California's Silicon Valley, shooting up the Pacific Gas and Electric Company's Metcalf substation, riddling transformers with bullets, officials said. PG&E said the attack caused $15 million in damages and prompted the utility company to spend $100 million to beef up security at its substations, including installing intruder detection systems. No arrests were made in the California attack. Metcalf, okay, well, that's enough. Okay, Brother Eddie.
I got five on it.
Yes.
I hope that you can see I got five on it. When you see it, it's what you need. I got, oh, my goodness. My goodness. How long, they said, you made the statement, they said since 2020, these type of things.
Yes, but I honestly say it was from 9/11. They've been doing this. They've been safeguarding. You know, they up their security around these power plants and the electric companies after 9/11.
So
when that was
I don't have to go any further. You basically said it. It's been much longer than. Again, these little shabby numbers, because we've been talking about it for over 10 years, blackouts, rolling blackouts, different things of this sort. But again, just staying with tonight's class to let us know the sophisticated, updated version of still using the five. Just again, the names change, but the numbers remain the same. And again, once we start seeing patterns, when you find the patterns, you can save the day. We can stop this nonsense. We can fix it. We say it's up to us to fix us, and that's what we got to fix first. But that's why fix is 14, family. And I can't let it slide. Again, this next article that you gave us was the five, because it's dealing with what? The smart grid.
Yeah.
Smart is 20, grid is 21. 20 plus 21 is 41, 4 plus 1. We still on the 5, baby. See?
Yes, we just are.
Don't see it. When they put it in our face, because it's been there, we just figuring things out. But once they start pushing it and putting it in our face, the media, the news, well, their job is to use their formats, manipulation. That's their job, is to manipulate. Well, guess what, family? Manipulate is 32, the 5. See?
Yeah.
These stories that we get from these articles are to what? Manipulate our thought process. In a note, we know that 41 comes to thought, 5. I got 5 on it. Where do you get your 5 from, your thought from? This is a real quick current event that I missed that happened today. My car's in the shop getting fixed. So anybody that has a car without transportation, know how you feel when your car's down and you're getting it repaired. But the thing is, once I went to the car repair, I've been going there for 5 or 6 years, so I know the owner. And very, very Christian man, you know, in his moral beliefs, and knows how I talk about numbers. So I came in there and was talking to the receptionist and him about five and listening to the class tonight. So he wanted to figure out how that I can't. So I told him about Marty Lee's code and everything. But I said, look at in how we even see ourselves. See, do we refer or label ourselves as Christians, Muslims, Jews, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, black, white, Hispanic, Asian? How do we, LGBT? Because I had to put that in there because I noticed the vibe of the receptionist was one, but that's neither here nor there. So I had to throw that in there so that once I finished, I said, we will gravitate to all these labels, but damn it, we won't be the five, what we all are. And they both looked at me like, well, what do you mean the five? Fam, before you are any of that, why haven't you claimed your humanity of you being human beings first? Guess what?
Yeah.
Human beings, 41, 4 plus 1 is 5, y'all. Now, you being a Christian, I was on the owner. I said, you constantly tell me that you believe in Jesus Christ. I got 5 on it. And he started smiling. I said, it ain't about the weed. See, because 5 is Christ. I got Christ on it. You'll never see that. See, so why we trying to be everything instead of reflecting? Because reflection is 41. And we're not reflecting the Christ, 32, that every individual is being human beings, 41. That's the Christ that your reflection is supposed to reflect, and you're not doing it. Mm. I said, I'm ready to beat anybody's behind now with the English word. As the quote of Cecil B. DeMille went, so it is written, so it shall be done.
Yeah.
We didn't write any of this English, family, any of it, not our language. By the way, English is 32, family, the five. We still don't truly understand it. The spelling, the tricks that were put on us. Because what's the saying of a magician? Never reveals what?
His tricks.
His secrets. His secrets.
Oh, secrets.
But that's true.
Yeah, I thought tricks. Okay, yeah.
But the... It, no, it's no problem because the secret is to the trick. Why? Trick is 23, family. Trick is 23, the five.
Yeah.
So the magician knows the truth to the secret behind the trick. Even getting back to Good Hair by Chris Rock. And Chris Rock is what? A comedian. Who does what?
Yeah.
Tell jokes.
Tell jokes.
Joke?
Yes.
It's 14, family. The five. Just like the magician does tricks, tricks 23, the comedian gives you a joke, joke 14. It's the five, family. See, we being tricked, and it's a big joke.
Yeah.
Because the key to the five is called game, family. You got game? Or better yet, gang recognized gang. The five recognized the five, family. And we only recognize it by the number, not by the word. Ooh, that word or the phrases has power. Like yes. I said, the power is the frequency of the number. And we're going to see just how bad I got five on it is.
So if you got another current event, you can do that because I'm bubbling now.
I want to go back to the story in North Carolina. And, you know, I know all of y'all know that we've been pushing for everyone to, you know, be ready to have, you know, to have water and everything. And now you see why it's so important that you have these things because, you know, I mean, from what I've heard and everything, these people don't even have running water. So, you know, you can't go to the stores if there's no electricity. So what are you going to do? And what would you do since they said this is nationwide? Are you prepared? How are you preparing yourself? And I truly hope that everyone is taking heed. If you haven't, it's on now. You know, especially since you see that this can be taken down at any time. And this was by, you know, two people, you know, shooting, you know, with these guns. And so I just truly hope that everyone is taking heed to it.
That's always a good public service announcement, but just like previous classes we've given on your readiness kit, it's just another precursor of letting us know that we're talking it about again. They're pushing it in our face again. Something is coming down the pike, that's all.
Yeah.
But the key is, like Sister Antoinette said, is see, because yeah. we've been talking about it for as long as we've been talking about the water in Michigan, the water in different
yeah.
places, even here in Illinois, where water is contaminated. So all of these, to me, are basically dry runs of what's coming down the road. And if we ain't preparing for it, as we see little things happen in various states, here and here, like I say, Michigan now, South Carolina, Illinois, New Jersey, they happening tidbits here and there. And again, if we don't see it in the media or somebody that we know hasn't picked up on it and related it to us, then we're not getting, you know, the type of information we should, because they're manipulating us with the garbage
yeah.
in our heads. See, because again, we still talking about Kanye and we still talking about Kyrie. It's no reason to. After the first week.
No, well, that's a distraction.
But this is what I said. After the first week that we entertained that, then it should have been through. We shouldn't
yeah.
steal. We, not everybody else, see, because everybody else is going to follow the manipulation of the media. Once we said or say what needs to be said, move on. Let that go.
Yeah.
See, because the key thing for me, I really didn't need to say anything. Kyrie and Kanye have said things that people have been talking about in the entertainment field, being melanated people since the 50s, since Sam Cooke. See? So we tripping like this is something new because they're going to put it in our face. We got to stop. See, because the manipulation sets us up to use the five that we have the power. See?
Yeah.
They can't manipulate us unless we allow them. But once we start to speak this into existence, we manifest this. Manifest this 32.
Yeah.
The way we talk about it, giving it energy, that's the power that we're giving away. If we talk about Kanye or Kyrie, it's to put it into content, but we don't need to take that much time anymore. See?
No, we
because
don't.
Five is called waste, baby. Stop wasting time, family. We waste the five so much on spending so much energy on things that we know about, we've talked about, we visited and revisited, and we still going in a circle. Why is that so prevalent? Circle is 23, family. The five. You got me going in five. The circle. Stop.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff we don't have to do, but we give it too much energy. and don't know the real power that we contain, that we keep saying we got the power. Yes. That fire, ooh. Getting back to one real quick, visiting Beverly D's show again. Last week, Brother X was on there, and he did a show entitled Baby Talk. Goo Goo Gaga. You know, like I said, it nothing pulls me in until the numbers show me, hey, talk to him. So I had to call in because I know Brother X nor anybody else even thought about those baby words that he said after baby talk, goo goo gaga, goo goo, goo goo is 11-11, 22. Gaga is 14, 14 and 14, 28. 22 plus 28 is 50, family. Five on, I had to call in. See, because the whole thing was talking about the English language in retrospect. And again, we mentioned English is 32, which is the five. So I had to put that in. And half of the words that I had been working on, they had mentioned. So I just mentioned all the words dealing with five that they had mentioned. And again, some of the key words along with English is understanding, since we're saying baby talk. English is the baby of all languages, family. Modern day English at that. We're not speaking old English. We're speaking modern English. And we know when we say babies talk, we call it babble. We're grown. We're talking about the Tower of Babel, but babies babble. Babel is 14, which is the five, family. See, we're using English to five to babble, not knowing that English is the occult language of all languages. Occult is 23, the five. English is 32, the five. And again, babble, if we don't know it, that's why we're in the condition we are. We're babbling. 14, babble to 5. See? And if we are babbling, it's called confusion. That's why the Tower of Babel was in confusion. Confusion is what? 32, family. The 5.
Yes.
So for me, knowing all of these with the 5, religion is 32, the 5. When people ask me, do I believe in religion? Not the way you do. It's the numbers to me, baby. See, because religion is a man-made precursor. Even from religion in those books, the Creator gave us his word, the word of God, not religion. So if I hear any religious individuals having a fellowship, that's why fellowship is 41 to 5. And they are in confusion. It ain't about religion, because the true religion of the word should be preaching the 5 called love. Love is 14 to 5. And if you ain't showing love in your conversation, baby, no. See? The 5 lets you know how important all of this is, because what's important to you might not be important to me, but what's important is the word. Important is 41, the 5. Ain't that something?
Yes,
what are you interested in?
We have a caller. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your interest? Interest is 41. But let me get this in, because, again, hopefully it's touching those nerve centers. See?
Yeah.
Because, like I said, family, when y'all send me stuff, the majority of the time I tell y'all write something anyway so I can see it, because I don't agree with anything you send me. I agree with the number behind what it is you send me. That's why agree is 23, family. And it's got to make sense. Sense is 23. If it don't make sense, it's got to at least have facts. Facts is 23. See? And let me get this out before you let the caller in and lay this on the family, see, because
again, when we talk about food for the brain, or in simple, we'll say it, food for thought.
Yeah.
What I do now is I know that I'm a part of the living word, which we all are, once we know our part.
Mm-hmm.
But I make the word living here and now where we are. So most of us would know that food for thought is actually metaphorically talking about a well-known Bible verse, food for thought. That Bible verse that's well-known that most people think about or will know when I say it is Jesus feeding a multitude of people with two fish and five loaves of bread. See, we know that the Bible is dealing with allegories, parables, and more important for us, metaphors. Because metaphor is metaphysics. Different word, same number. So that's what I'm giving, the metaphors or metaphysics behind all of this. Because when we see the number, food for thought comes up to 68. 6 plus 8 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. And when we look at two fish, fish is 23. 2 times 23 is 46. Bread comes to 17. 5. 5 times 17 is 85. 85 plus 46 is 131. 131 is a 5, y'all.
Yes.
We ain't gonna see this if we don't know it. But that's my part to show it. Because that's what we're doing. We're bringing all these pieces that we've been given together. See? And as I said, here's a real quick one. When I talked about the good hair. Good hair, good, 15, hair 17, which is 32. And I mentioned, what is the magic word? Well, magic is 17, word is 15. We back to 32. As children, if we go backwards, we were taught that there were two magic words. The first magic word was pleased, and the second magic word was thank you. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Please and thank you. Guess what? Please is 22. Thank you is 28. 22 plus 28, we back to 50, y'all. The magic word, 50. It's not the word, family. Find the number. That's why it's hidden in plain sight. The number behind these words are hidden. See, because not knowing why money has so much power, we sing about it. Money, money, money. I got my mind on my money. We sing about it. It has a great pull on us. Why? Because it's magic. The money is used. That piece of paper carries a lot of weight on that mean green. That's why green is 23, the 5. But on all American currency is no more than a talisman, an amulet, or a charm that we keep in our pockets and we don't know why. Because it has the spell, cast spells, and I forgot to put that in there real quick. Cast 17, spells is 24. 17 plus 24, we back to 41. They're casting spells. The 5. On all currency, from a penny to any paper currency, has the same 4 words on all of the currency. What are those 4 words, Sister Antoinette?
In God we trust.
In God we trust, family, ain't that something, equals 59. The same number that equals Jesus Christ, 59. Five, y'all. We don't see what they done did with the five and all this stuff. And, ooh, I ain't even finished, but bring the caller in so we can let the family start engaging in this conversation.
Okay, area code 313. I believe this is Ms. Kim. 313.
Oh. Yes, I had me on mute. Bless you.
Hi, Ms. Kim.
Greetings, Ms. Kim. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Well, I was trying to find my pen board, but you didn't got so much stuff. You didn't want so many places on my... But you own it.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. I do, and I've been told that before, Brother Eddie. Man, slow down. You be going so fast, and I be trying to keep up with you, man. I'm not a recorder. You got all this in your brain, and it's natural, you know. But for me,
right, second nature
yeah.
to you, and I thank God for it, being second nature to you because you're passing it on. For those that are listening, you know, they're hearing. Those that have ears to hear, they're hearing. But I had written down one of my favorite scriptures is in Ephesians, where it says, think on these things.
Yes.
If you think on these things, you'll be able to get whatever it is that you need. Because your thoughts are having in the right direction.
That's the key. I was saying that's the key. Think on these things because, again, it's the thought.
Right.
As a man thinketh, so
is
he.
That is true. And if that's where I get that, if there be any praise, you know, we're supposed to give it. That's what my Tuskegee Airmen, that's what that's based on.
Okay.
But then also the game. When you were talking about the game, we got to remember this is not a flesh and blood fight. There's no way that things could have been achieved just with flesh and blood. So we've got to call on our higher power to direct us.
That's right. You're right, Ms. Kim.
Because it's not flesh and blood. As a child, I used to say, well, if they know everything and they got everything, are we going to ever be able to get it? What are we going to be able to do?
You're
right.
Yes.
Because it appeared that there was no hope. But good is he that is in me, and he is in the world, and I'm claiming that. I decree that, declare it.
Yes, well, I stand in agreement with you, Ms. Kim.
To God be the glory. But you see, if two agree.
Yes, right. That's right.
And I'm definitely with you too, Ms. Kim. Yes, I said we mention that quite often. The fight is not flesh and blood. It's the two principles. It's called principalities, but it's principles. Your morals, your standards.
Yeah.
See, same number, different words.
And
that's why we don't
speak
see people. Go ahead, Ms. Kim.
It also speaks on principalities that are set in old times you have nothing to do with now.
Yeah.
And
people
are
hanging on to, they're hanging on to them, you know.
That's why we make that transference, as one of the class stated, a spiritual four-legged relay race, see? So when we're passing this information on, we're not keeping a lot of the excess garbage, a lot of things that we know that didn't work. For instance, that I didn't get back on, while I was at the auto repair shop this morning, the biggest thing that I used was our rights. See,
as I was stating earlier, everybody else has used the blueprint of the civil rights movement. But if we go back in history and find out that the civil rights movement under King was already hijacked from the very beginning, because, again, all of this would have been squashed. Even when Malcolm said, you know, it's not the civil rights, it's our human rights. There it is, family, human beings.
Yeah.
Everybody else is in their own individual groups, or let's say, divide me, baby. See, united we stand, divided 32, we fall. All people have now divided themselves in these little groups. Hispanics fighting for civil rights, the LGBTQ fighting for it, Black still fighting for it, women fighting for it, so forth and so on. Now, if we were all fighting for one damn right called human beings' rights, we all under one banner. How much power is that? But we must split ourselves off in these labels of labeling ourselves instead of being exactly who we are with the power that we have to unite. See? But everybody else must follow the so-called program to get into this to keep us farther divided. It's a game, family, to fight. They playing a hell of a game on us.
Yes, they
and
are.
we so foolish, family, that the majority of us are participants.
Don't participate.
Is 41, family.
In the middle of it and don't even see it.
Don't see it. See?
Yeah.
We are participants. When we turn around and Brother Ray got to say, don't buy for Christmas and boycott, why are we still talking about things we know we got the power to do and ain't nobody else got to tell us stuff? We've not been down this path before, doing the so-called civil rights boycott movement, and we still haven't learned? Come on, family, stop. We got the blueprint. But we listening to the media with their manipulative powers that we allow them to manipulate, because they ain't got nothing unless we give it to them.
Absolutely.
See? So it's the five, and now that we know that five is so powerful that the English language of the occult uses it for the purpose of confusion, because like I said, anything we see that's confusing is not in love. In peace, that's why in peace comes the 23, family to five. Who's really pushing the peace? See, that's why love is the five. That's the code behind the game. Code is five, game is five. But if you really don't know the game that everybody holler, I got game. Ooh, don't let me get started. Game record. What game are you recognizing? You being played. And we think we got game.
Yeah.
We need to see. That's why we can't fix ourselves. Fix is 14. I got one part. I ain't claiming nothing else but the part I got. I'm waiting for the rest of the parts. And guess what? I see a part that people might not even see in themselves behind the number of the words they speak. That's what I love that I've been given. They don't even see what they got. No problem. They done gave it to me. I'm going to do what I can do with it. Thank you, family. But please, find your part. Find your piece. We all got one. See? And that's why I said, don't boo-boo on me, because words that you give me that are no more than a regurgitation of the media, the news, a link, you got a mind. You got a brain. That's why brain is fire. They messing with it.
Really.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Go ahead.
The word says there's no defense against love. What is defense? No defense.
You already know, Ms. Kim. 32. I just haven't got to it yet. I told you it's all on the five, love. 32 is defense. It's all about Christ. Christ is the defense, baby.
But if you don't know Christ by number and the words we're using in this battle, see, because it's not, that's why the fighter is 41 and it's not a physical fight, baby. We the fighters and we don't know it because we don't know how to use the words to fight with. We gonna beat they butts with their own garbage. They gave us this nonsense. We unscrambling and we getting ready to tear them a new one. I'm sorry for them, and I'm happy for us.
Yeah.
See. So, but no, it's we go on too much speculation because of gossip, hearsay, and rumors. Look at all those rumors around me every day. Yes. Gossip, hearsay, and rumors that starts the speculation, the five. Nobody turns around to investigate. We just start continuing the cycle of repeating the nonsense. And like anyone knows, if you are told a lie for so long, you start to believe the lie. Here's a quick thing for me.
That's a lie. If you tell a lie so long, you'll be, that's
you'll believe
reprobate.
It. Yes. So it's like, look at all the time we wasted in these so-called educational systems being programmed for nothing. Look at all the time and all the so-called subjects that we learned from preschool to high school if you didn't go to college. But we just gonna stay to high school. They told us that the main three things that we truly had to learn was reading, writing, and arithmetic. So all the other garbage we learned in school was nonsense because we using the reading, the writing, and the arithmetic in our jobs. We ain't using history. We ain't using, unless we a historian, unless we a science, we using science. A biologist, we using biology. We learned all this garbage that we ain't using, we didn't need, that's all stuck in our brains that ain't doing us a bit of good. A bit of good.
That is so true. And
see,
I always wonder why it was called the three R's when it's only two R's, reading and writing. And
well, see, writing is W. No, writing is when you
say, that's what the W.
No, that's what they did. See?
Yeah, that sounds like, well, I always wondered, even when I was, you know, a child, how did they get three R's when it wasn't three R's, it was the W.
Yeah, that's the three R's again to get your mind trained. That's why, guess what, by letter, R is five. Wow.
Oh.
Three fives, baby. See, we didn't see what they were doing.
No.
Reading is an R. Writing is a W. Arithmetic is an A. How did you come up with RRR? Because it's hidden in plain sight, family. It's the five. Woo! Keep telling me.
Yeah.
They did a job on us, family.
Yes, they did.
They did a job, but it's over. It's over now. Say what?
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over now. And that's the beauty behind everything that's being revealed. See? And like I said, with Brother X's show, the Google Gaga, understanding that English did all of this for that particular reason, to keep us not only confused, but in this occult state. Here's one for the ages that I just heard about, you know, don't really care, but it struck my antennas that in the White House right now, over their reefs throughout the White House, they have the head of the Baphomet.
Huh?
You know what the Baphomet is?
Isn't that the goat?
That's the goat dealing with Lucifer.
Yeah.
That's dealing with androgynous. That's dealing with LGBT. That's dealing with eating of children. And sacrifice of children. All these things. Why would Joe Biden, so-called Christian, so-called ass, excuse me, family, but no, have a damn image of the Baphomet See, it's Lucifer. Guess what, family? Lucifer is 32, y'all. It's no coincidence. That's why it keeps coming back to the five. See? That's why it's balance. One side of the five is called what? Christ, 32. The other side is called Lucifer, 32. It was no coincidence that you put the $5 bill and had different pictures on the link for tonight's class with Abraham Lincoln. Okay, yes, he is on the penny and he is on the $5 bill. But nobody would ever think Abraham Lincoln is 32. Abraham, 17. Lincoln, 15. We keep coming back to that magic word. 17 and 15 by number. But Lincoln comes to 32. Family, is no coincidence that Lincoln was on the $5 bill.
Yeah.
We can't keep saying coincidence, because again, when you start seeing patterns, when we start seeing patterns, we got to wake up. It's like people keep saying same sequence of numbers over and over. They just haven't figured out what the word is. These numbers that they keep seeing are revealing. They're revealing groups of words behind those numbers. Most people just don't know. But that's what
Brother Eddie, I'm
going to
bring in the next caller.
I'm
sorry.
Okay, you do that. No problem. Bring
him
in.
Okay, because we have a couple of people with their hands up. Okay,
great.
Let me take the next one. Area code 732.
Hey, good day to everyone.
greetings, Sister Ishtar. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you doing, Brother Eddie?
I'm great. I'm sweating. So, see, I told people a long time ago, when I sweat, I know I'm on point, because remember, family, sweat is 23. Come on now.
How is it?
Come on. It's on the five, family.
Wow.
Go ahead, Sophia Star.
Okay. You know what, Antoinette, when you were talking about the fires?
Yeah.
And, like, what it's doing to the electricity. This is not my mistake. Remember, that's all they wanted everything to be was electric. Everything electric.
Mm-hmm.
They was trying to get rid of any type of gas and oil there was. So now it looks like a lot of people are getting ready to fall. And this is probably a part of their retaliation with these fires and things. Okay, we know all that stuff happened January 6th at the White House, right?
Yes.
That was done by people. So it's not like people don't do things like this. So this is what they're doing. This is retaliation. And another thing we should be doing is like being ready for all of this that's coming. People that live in cold states should have wood candles, six to nine candles will heat a small room. They would heat a small room. If they can get coal, they can probably get propane. I think it's hard to get coal today, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know, fix up
it's
the smallest room they have. Coal was some of the best heat you ever can get, and it doesn't take much to heat. And, you know,
you're right.
Oh, okay. In a small room in the house, and if you have foil and copper, put as much of that foil and copper as you can, because all of this G5 and everything won't penetrate through the copper and the foil. So cover the room with as much aluminum foil as you can. Then right now is the time, no matter how fearful we are, we have to speak the truth of the facts. This is how we're getting through it. This is how we're going to get through that. We got to take fear and kick it out the door. No matter how. You said we'll see. And then this, I call it creep two. They call it crypto.
Okay.
Yeah, they call it crypto, but it's really creep too. They creeping in and they're taking. So with this crypto, remember, it was, I think it was a dollar. It went all the way down to $15. So if they want to give, if they want us to live off of this crypto, and it's not even a currency, if that's what they want us to live off of, everybody that has anything in these banks better go get it out, click it. I don't care if it's $15, better get it out of there. Because that's when, if they, I'm fighting on Facebook about them not being able to do that now. But if they get to do this, this is going to be the biggest downfall we ever could, because they're going to just take people's money. I only, with crypto, do we even need banks anymore? How do we work?
Not really, because it's all technology. Like you said, this is where they're moving to, technology. I wanted to interrupt, but since I had this break-in, see, we keep mentioning the five family when we're talking about stuff. See, we don't just have one fear. We have fears. See, you might have fear dealing with your bills, fear dealing with your health, fear dealing with whatever. But fears, plural, is 23, family, back to the five. See, so all this is five, family. We don't, we're saying it, and we still really don't see the five that's putting us in this so-called casting of spells, or better yet, we're casting spells on ourselves, not knowing by the number, the word of the English that's coming out of our mouth, baby. I've been pushing this for so long. This is one reason we can't get out of the mess we in.
That fear is the greatest sin there is. One of the greatest.
We keep speaking all of this. This five, not knowing any of the fives other than what I've been revealing. And that's why reveal is five, family. It's telling you better start revealing the five if you want to be saved, damn it. We can save ourselves, but if we don't see the blueprint, the code, we're going to keep repeating the circle of the same mess that we've been saying for over 50 years, that we got the power and we ain't using it because we still ain't figured it out. So
just
continue,
like
my
keep,
sister.
Okay. Just like you keep saying, five, they even named that mess 5G. There's five, as you say, Brother Ed. They keep, you know, it's just everything with this five, good or bad. First we had gold, right? They took the gold and gave us paper. Then they took the paper, gave us plastic. Now they're trying to take the plastic and give us air. I'm saying air for this crypto, but I wanted another word because air should be good. But then I guess if the air is dirty, it's not good, so I think I'll leave it as ear unless one of you come up with another word for that. And even with water, you know, even if we could only get dirty water, you put a penny in it. Copper is a protector, right? And then you I always talk about the food grade peroxide, which is that big white bottle, which is 35%. Not now, though, just that brown bottle of peroxide, which is only 1% to 2%. And you get that brown bottle of peroxide and maybe a, not even a cap and a gallon of water or something, if it's not clean. And then better yet, I hate to say names over the phone because every time I say something, if it's on the market, they take it off or they'll mess with it. But any food that you know contains a whole lot of water, if you can get that, you get that too, which guess what? I don't hardly just, this is just something I've discovered in the last week, maybe two. I haven't been drinking any water because guess what? I buy the bottled water, and a lot of the water I buy, it doesn't agree with me. And so, I started getting my water straight from my food, which is that pure water, really. And just like tonight, I was too lazy to do what I have to do to get to my pure water, so I do have some of the water. So I said, well, I'll just drink some of that. But if we can get our water from our food, and there are foods that have a whole lot of water in them, that whether we juice it, just eat it, or whatever, you know, that's even like I'll say watermelon because I can't get that because I don't know where any of you all are, but the watermelon, I cannot eat watermelon without the seeds. The blacks, the white, those white things in there are not seeds. I cannot eat watermelon without the black seeds or grapes without the seed. And we all know most watermelon is seedless and most of the grapes are seedless. So all I'm saying is I've been getting ready now, I think, for the last 13 years. Even if you have anywhere and you got water and you have a boat or whatever, get the boat ready. Because these people are trying to destroy us in every way. And hopefully push come to shove, that the people that are fighting on Facebook and openly, that we don't even get to this point. But if we do, we don't want to be like them 10 virgins in the Bible. What was it, Antoinette? And Miss, I forgot the other lady's name on the phone right now. But we don't want to be like that. Five was ready and five was not. And the five that was not had to go back. So we want to make sure we're ready. But thank you all so much.
Thank you, Sister Ishtar. And real quick, all the food you eat, you got to be careful. Like you said, the coming from the natural waters of the food, because, again, food today is being manufactured. And remember,
yes,
food,
is.
Family, is 14. That's the five. Mm-hmm. That's another way they're getting you.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's 2 to 5, family. They're casting their spells on the food because they are manufacturing the food. If we don't grow it, we don't know it. Simple
that's
as
right.
that. Simple as that, fam. So thank you, Sister Ishtar, and I want the family to think of this real quick. Dealing with the five. What brings people together? The five and the five. Natural disasters, natural is five. Bring us together. Hurricanes, floods, tsunamis, whatever. People come together, give food, help people. Your neighbor, you might not have liked the whoever, but you see after this natural disaster, you help one another. That bring it a five. You see how five does? And who else does that that ain't natural? It's called man-made. Ain't that something? Man-made is 14, y'all. The five. Man has made the majority of the disasters we talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus, 41 to 5, man-made. Mm. Vaccine that we're giving for the coronavirus, vaccine 23, man-made. Anyway. We got other callers. We'll let the family talk, and I'll continue as everybody adds to the mix. Sister Antoinette, you can bring the next caller in. Hello, Sister Antoinette? Are you on mute? Sister Antoinette?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I was on mute, and I was just talking. I'm sorry, Brother Kwame, I opened your line. See, Brother Kwame, do you have yourself on mute? Okay, 706, that's Brother Kwame, right?
Yeah, that's Brother Kwame.
Okay, well, he has himself on mute, I guess. I don't know, but he had his hand up. So I'll leave it open for a while, but okay, y'all.
So he was the only other caller we had?
Yeah, he's the only one that had his hand up for now. Anybody else, if you have a question or a comment, if you press 1, I will open up your line. Brother Eddie, a lot of folks did not get to hear the opening song. Do you mind if I play it again?
Sure, you can play it again.
Okay, I want y'all to hear this. This is the opening song for Brother Eddie and for this class.
The remix.
I was creeping in too, baby.
We got five on everything, man.
We got Drew Brown. We got the Looney.
We got G. No, we got the Yuck Man.
Yeah, Richie Rich. Eat folded.
Spice and hurry.
You say you got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but $5 on the real field. I'm on the level, stay mellow, no criticism from the fellows. Hello, being keen during the high speed, but still don't tap the BP. I'm DD, Drew Bell, baby.
Like NyQuil, I drop fever. So either put your father forth, you got to leave it like Diva. Cause see ya, Nicky burping broke or smoke your slip all day. Go home and buy Big Tricky with his pretty then parlay. I got five on the Hennessy, Seagrams or Gordon. Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitti is a donut. Now I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Push your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More coders than you thought, to something right is bought. Most Z-Zax believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking, in attempts to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see me.
Bad. 40 makes it happen. 5K slapping revenue growth and just a little bit of lightweight. Flambeau some potent fumes linger. Mighty clouds of northern lights. Respect the picture bearing and you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrilla, but perhaps today my skill ain't feeling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track with hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, pass it around.
Me and these parties through the head coming fed plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, man. Turned off the hurricane. Learn the game. Witness what being on two fifths equal. Me killing people like Jason facing death every sequel.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking kryptonite to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fin to do the evil that men do. Give me feed by shall proceed and continue.
I gotta be down, cause you styles are going down. Look around you, tunes from the moon spreading round and round you. Back to get my old one, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the cause.
Rolling up cannabis, sativa, hitting the Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping a hurricane. Better to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Better go to the land, with a handful of broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I'll be hitting the J so hard I earl. Falling on the floor, gonna have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got five on everything, let you know this is smoke. It's the oxygen, about to hit it and crow.
Short on some ends. Don't worry, I'll take care of that. I got five on that. I got you.
Well, all right. Well, all right. Yes.
You still on mute, Sister Internet?
Yes, I was. I'm going to stop putting myself on mute. I'm sorry.
it's called five. I got five on it. Practice.
Yes.
Practice. Practice is 32. That's all we got to do is stop practicing. Keep focus, family. Focus is 23.
Yes.
And what do we talk about that we haven't talked about, the five? It's called CERN. 14, the five.
Yeah.
I constantly hear the family talk about the Georgia Guidestones, 86, 8 plus 6, 14, the 5.
Yes.
So all of this stuff that we're going through, even
knowing. Okay, you're good now.
Even going back to my past, 1971, 51 years ago, I started martial arts. I never knew martial arts came up to 41, to 5. I got 5 on it. I've been on it for so long and didn't even know it, but we all on it because we all human beings, family. We all the 5.
Yeah.
See? It's just like 14 is a plant. See, that's why Mother Earth, Mother 26, Earth 24, 26 plus 24 is 50. I got 5. I'm with Mother Earth, baby, the 5. Come on, family.
Yeah.
They're using this all around us. See, because 5 has power, regardless if we know it or not. We give it power from our thought, even from positions that people have of the 5 called authority. Authority is 41. Well, who has power over me that I give authority to? Well, this whole country, regardless if we agree with whoever's in office or not, he's called the president. President is 41. The president has the law of enforcement. Enforcement is 41 of authority. Authority is 41, family. Doctor 23 has the authority to tell you when you're healed or not. Doctor 23, authority 41. Heal 14. Nurse 23 does the same thing as a doctor. What do you do? When you're sick, you go to the what? Hospital 32. And when we're in the hospital, what do we want to do? What did you want to do when you was in the hospital?
Come home.
Come home. Well, what do you think home is? Home is 14 to 5, y'all.
5.
All of this is the 5. You want to go home. You want to go to the 5, but they got you in something called a hospital.
Yeah.
See? The names change, but the number, family, remains the same. See, we get programmed or educated from an individual called a teacher. Teacher is 32. Has the authority to teach you what you learn. Authority 41, learn 14. I got 5.
And the only thing is, you know what, Brother Evan?
Yes,
we have
go
to
ahead.
We have to be the 5 in when it comes to these teachers, because they don't know anything. They got to be taught.
Well, that's the key, because being the 5, the human being, we are the first teacher.
Yes.
Any child's first teacher is what we refer to by letter, a doctor that's called an MD, 1-4. The first MD of a child is mama and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time MD. See?
Yeah.
Mom and dad. Grandmom and granddad. See?
Yeah.
It's already coded in our genetic disposition. This is what we're talking about now.
Someone has some background noise.
Yeah, I can hear something too.
Yeah, it's about a static from somebody. Okay, it's gone now.
Okay.
Okay, just be careful, y'all, where, you know, when you are moving around, okay, we can hear it again.
I'm getting ready to mute my phone. I have to get the other one, Antoinette. I'm going to get the other phone.
Okay,
this one don't mute.
Okay,
that
thank
was
you.
Me. I'm sorry. You're welcome.
That's all right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
now,
Brother
Eddie. No problem. That's why I started off tonight with the 5, with the moon, full moon, cold full moon, with rituals. Rituals are 32, family. But I'm going to go through some words to let you know how strong this 5 is that has so much authority over us. see, because...
Well, let me make an announcement first. Can I make an announcement first?
I want to say something about Mother, okay?
Okay, give me 1 second, Ms. Kim. Y'all, I hope you have your pencil and paper. This is where we're asking you to chip in at, is have your pencil and paper and take notes. That is the greatest gift that you can give to Brother Eddie for his time, is that you take notes. We don't ask for money. We're asking for you to take notes and just be prepared. And with that, I thank you. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Now, Ms. Kim wanted to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Kim.
I wanted to speak on with the mother of Mickey Stevenson. I was trying to get in, but I was on mute when he was talking about the mother, because on the 20th of December, I plan to have a performance where we're paying tribute to the Detroit Beavers, and I want to pay tribute to Kitty Stevenson. And I know most of you all have never heard her name, but she was definitely an icon. And when you all get a moment, please check her out. But you'll be hearing more about it. And I was trying to get in there, Brother Eddie, when you went to talking about the mother.
Ms. Kim, real quick, did you say something about mention the name Beavers?
No,
Kitty.
No,
Kitty Stevenson.
Kitty Stevenson.
Stevenson, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mickey Stevenson's mother.
Okay.
And the thing that is so ironic is that, Antoinette, I found the song that I believe I heard was one of the first songs I heard that I identified with the voice and the style of the person.
Okay.
And I believe that I got a lot of what I heard, my first impressions was from her. And for me to end up being married to her son, who patterned my career, he was definitely involved in the direction that I took as far as my career was concerned. And I don't think he realized he was doing that with his mother like that, you know. But, I mean.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do a show on that, Ms. Kim, so hold it so that we can have that to discuss where, you know, we can do a full show around that.
But I'd like for the people to pull her up.
Okay.
You know, and check her out, because see, this is a part of what our problem is. We can't give each other praise, and we're supposed to be able to do that. Somebody's good.
Yeah.
This lady is listed in the history of rock and roll. She's a blues singer. She died at 28 years old.
Yeah.
But she's listed. She's in the history.
And a beautiful lady.
She's
very pretty. Yeah.
She was pretty, but she was also an artist.
Yeah,
back in
the,
she died in 1952.
Yeah.
At 28. And I'm 82, so Lord willing, I plan to do that. I'm going to be asking for some assistance while I'm working on getting my money, y'all. Say a little prayer and send that good vibe on out there.
Yes, you are. We got 5 on it, Ms. Kim. You got 5 on it.
That's it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Brother Eddie, have you ever heard of the ISRC code?
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah.
In the music industry, I just heard about a month and a half ago, and that's one of the reasons why I haven't been able to get my money, because I've never heard of it. Been in the business all these years, never heard of it.
Well, tell me what it's about,
Ms. Kim. It's really interesting. If you know anyone that is in the music industry, that in case they don't know this, they really need to know this. Ms. Kim, tell them exactly what it is. Ms. Kim?
Well, it's where they're collecting your money digitally through Sound Exchange. But you have to register a code for the song or you never get your money. And if no one ever told you that, I've never heard of the code until about a month and a half ago.
These are the type of things that they do in every aspect of our lives that we live in. We do things, yeah. We have things that are intended for us, but if we don't inquire, or better yet, as Ms. Kim said, if you don't know no better, you can't do no better. So if you don't know these things, and again, it's only because of technology that we come across certain things. So it is good on one half if we use it for the good that it could be used for, because it's a lot of things that we do discuss that if we did not have the internet and technology, we would have no idea. So
yeah,
again,
you got five and five, but Brother Eddie, you say you got five and five, we got to go get the other five.
Okay.
And be aware of the one that's giving us hell.
That's like I said, they always give us one side and don't give us the other. As they said, would you trade your thought for what's behind the third door? The big deal. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. So guess what, family? I ain't gonna trade my thought for what's behind the door. Because you just told me, regardless of what side it lands on, I'm not gonna win. If it
they didn't hear that, brother.
Pardon?
I said they didn't hear that. I heard it.
Okay. But but yeah, that's that's what we're doing. It's just like we haven't understood by now, again, using Kanye and Kyrie as that springboard. It's been told to us decades ago. They're talking about free speech. No, free speech is high finance. Yeah, you got free speech, but at what cost, family? What is it going to cost you, and are you ready to pay the cost to be the boss? See, or are you going to take that loss? So yeah, no, free speech is high finance. Mind your wants, because somebody wants your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say everything to everybody everywhere. You have to be just as selective as they are when they select you. Because I don't think 5 and 5 is called Big 14 Brother 32. How long have we been talking about 5 been watching you? Come on, family. You ain't got to feel like somebody watch. You know they watching you now. See, this is why we got smart grids, the 5. Smart meters, the 4. All of this keeps coming back to the same, all connected, the 4 and the 5, metaphysics, 4 and the 5, God and Christ. See, it's not those words, it's the number that the words represents that has all that power that we gravitate to. Real quick, let me just give you some of these words to cast spells on us that we're not aware of, that we use and we hear. And they have a lot of power. Let's start with athletes. Let me use one profession real quick. You have millions of children per year working out, practicing, preparing, want to be, trying to be a professional basketball player. Millions now. And out of these millions of individuals per year, the ones that are ready to go through the slave draft choice, there are only 60 individuals that will be drafted in the NBA a year. 60. And we have millions and millions of boys and now girls around the world preparing to do what? The five. It says play sports. Sport is 23, family. See how this, ooh, this is a spell, baby. Football, basketball, baseball, I don't care. It's sport. You got people that can't play and get wrapped up into what? Five called betting. Bet. Bet is 14, family. On sporting events. This is how deep this is. And who basically dominates sports? The colored people, if you want to use it. Color is 14, but that's a game that they play on all of us again. When, again, we even use the reference of us being a race. Let me make it plain. I can concur with anybody using the word race to supplement human beings when it's in content. If it's not in content, I got to check you. But if it's referencing us as being human beings as a race, because the actual race of human beings is the wake up family. Ain't that something?
Yes, it is.
Woke is 14. Are you woke? Awake is 14. Are you awake? Are you woke? Are we still sleeping?
Brother Eddie,
wake
do you think
up.
That we're woke on all things?
Pardon?
Or just some things? Are we awake on all things or just some things?
Some things. See, because it's everything is never all of anything. We've heard that.
Right.
We can't lump all of us, even though, guess what? All is five, family. Well, how can it be? Because guess what? Some is five.
Yeah.
It's some of you, not all of you. Some of you going to get it. All of you won't. Many are called you up. Few are chose. See? That's why chosen is 23, the five, family. The chosen ones, not one, ones. With the plural, ones become 14, the five. As Ms. Kim just said, the five and the five, get that other five.
Those that have ears to hear.
That's it.
Yep.
So, as I was getting to real quick, what happened to my page? Okay. Some of the fives I mentioned already, English is five. And this is the language that we're speaking amongst one another, which is actually Babel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a baby. 13. It's confusion. Confusion, 32 to 5. It's the occult, family, 32 to 5. Embedded in religion. Religion is 32. I'm going to get back to this list, even letting you know how much authority that 5 has. Even when we look at the lower spectrum of the law enforcement, at the higher echelon, we said the president, 41,
yeah,
which is 5. At the bottom, we deal with the criminals. Criminal is 23 to 5. Well, who are the main criminals? Well, we call them the mob. Mob is 5. The proper name for mob is mafia. Mafia is 14. Wow. They just changed. Anyway.
Yes. Brother Eddie.
Yes.
We have 15 minutes left in this live program. What would you like to do?
We're going to keep it going until I finish this list, because I still got the list to go. And Brother Kwame never chimed in, so I don't know if he's still on the end or not.
Yeah, he's still.
But
his line is still open. Okay.
Okay.
Well, let me make this announcement. Don't forget. Wait a minute. First, Brother Eddie, you want to give out your contact information?
Yes, I can be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, and don't y'all forget Sunday, Dry Bones at 10 a.m. for the Helios Bilios. I will have Judge Joe Brown on, and Judge Joe is running for mayor in Memphis. So please tune in for that. And if you didn't hear my interview last Friday with Spider Turner, you can get that in the archives. Okay, so with that, Miss Kim, are you performing anywhere?
No, Miss Kim? You. No,
Miss
Kim? I put me on mute. Yes, I put me on mute to make sure I don't be interfering. Well, the 20th is less than 2 weeks away.
Yes.
And yes, and I'll be letting you know a little, giving you a little more information. Some of the young divas up to date that are paying tribute to the legendary Motown divas, and this is sponsored by the Detroit Black Music Awards. So, Kitty Stevenson, like I said, she's it's deep. It's deep. It says, I should have had you to pull up the thing that you read about her. And she said, when they speak of, because she died so young, and she didn't really have a hit as going in the Billboard in the white areas, but she was known among the blacks, and she was compared with the Dinah Washingtons and people like that, without a hit.
Yes. Okay, well, don't forget at 3 o'clock on. I'm sorry, Miss Kim.
I just say I need five on it. Some fives on it.
And you got five on it, Miss Kim. Don't forget at 3 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday, no matter where you are around the world, when it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, we're drumming. And it's to Lift Every Voice. Miss Kim's Lift Every Voice. So we'll be drumming at 3 o'clock p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Okay, Brother Eddie. I mentioned Dry Bones. Okay, y'all. Okay, Brother Eddie. Forgive me.
No problem. And again, family.
I tell people the number to call in. Give them the call-in number, Eddie. Forgive me.
Yes. The call-in number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343. And again, if you don't want to talk, but you might want to ask something, push one and put yourself on mute. And after 10 o'clock, hopefully we'll be able to pull you in if you wanted to chime in. So, again, we were talking about the mob. In the Mafia, both 4 and 5. Miss Kim and you, Sis Antoinette, and others might be remember a name in the 60s that they called the police. They were called the Fuzz.
The Fuzz? Oh, yeah,
the
I remember the Fuzz.
They called them the Fuzz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuzz is 14, family. The 5. Today, we don't refer to them as the Fuzz. We say the cops. Cops is 14. The 5. See? And when you get pulled over by the cops, you don't want to go to what? Court.
The jail.
Court is 23. The 5.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to meet no people like your guest that will be on Friday. The judges. Judges in court are 32. The 5.
Yeah.
See? And most judges, by the way, for some reason, happen to be like your president, Freemasons. Freemason is 32.
The 5. Yes.
So we gonna see. See, for us, the 5 also deals with what we're getting from the atmosphere. Atmosphere is 41. That's why it's in the wind. Wind is 14. The 5. See, Parliament said it best for me. If you hear any noise, it's just me and the boys. Any noise is 5.
When we look at any noise, we call it a beautiful noise, five, or better yet, a joyful noise. Joyful noise,
yeah.
Is five. See, that's what I'm bringing, the five, the joyful noise, so we know what's happening. So again, we know the four, the five is the code of love. Love is 14, which is the five. And it basically keeps us stable. Stable is 23. It keeps our brain 14, stable. So that we can see past all of the jokes and tricks. And joke and trick are also five that are put in front of us. Even when we understand the power of the eclipse of the sun, and the sun casts rays of 14, and those rays create a shadow. Ooh, that has power. Shadow is 23. We had an 1931 radio then television series called The Shadow. Who knows? The shadow knows. Why? Because shadow is 23, family. See, that shadow that we cast, the shadow that the sun gives on the earth to reflect on the moon. Woo! We said Mother Earth, which is five, doctor, nurse, hospital, heal. But remember, death comes along in there. Die. It's 14. Death is 23. Dead is 14. Dead, die, death, all five. And again, that's put in front of us dealing with the pandemic, five. The vaccine, five. Coronavirus, five. Chemicals from the vaccine, chemicals, five. Even in the atmosphere, spraying the chemtrails, five. As I said, atmosphere is five. We've been doing this for quite some time, but again, we have no need to fear now because we see that five is also our defense. That's why defense is five. Our defense is understanding our natural rituals being five. Our natural rituals come through our dance, family. And when we think about it now, we're not dancing to create a change. Change is five. And what's happening right now, we're dancing, women are twerking, and it's all the five called sex. Sex is 14. Yeah. That's why it's used. See, it's part of the
magic. I got some on the other side, Brother Eddie. But
pardon?
The hallelujah hustle.
Yeah, see? That's why it's called sex magic, family. They're using sex as a weapon because they're using what is one of the most natural acts between a man and a woman. So all of these things are being used, like I said, the defense. See? Don't make my eyes sweat for something that's frivolous. Sweat is 23. When my eyes sweat, I'm crying. Crying is 23. See, there's nothing wrong with crying. As we were told as little boys, you don't cry, you a man. You get up.
I ain't going into that, but we've heard it before. See?
Yeah.
But when I talk about my soul mate, that's why mate, it's 14. See, I'm looking for someone who's spiritual by nature with spiritual guidance. Guidance is 32. Mate is 14. See, so that becomes what we come together to make sense. Sense being the 23, even in the facts, 23, that we bring with the guidance that we are now revealing to one another. Reveal is 23. See?
Brother,
Right, Brother now, Eddie,
yes.
I wanted to ask you, when you were talking about the sex and the dancing and all of that and the women, I'd heard about a frequency that was directed to females. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah. All of these frequency sounds. See, this is all part of the five, as they call it, 5G. See, sex being 14, 5, 5, all of this is part of the 5. See, those are waves that are being used that are manipulating our youth. Youth is 23. See, they can use the same rays on us and it won't affect us like it's affecting the youth. That's why you don't see many older people out there doing crazy ass things. Excuse me. You do see some, but not as much, because it's not affecting. It can't affect us. We're not on that same vibration that our children. That's why everything is, even deals with generational, as they say, a gap. It's not a gap for us. It's a gap between them. They can't connect that gap between what they're capable of doing to our children and what they can do to us. It's things that have been embedded in us throughout our lives, our experiences. So, again, we were no more than the practice dummies. And now they can use everything that they tried on us to perfect, even back in the day. Why did they stop taking blood tests when we got married back in the 60s and early 70s? Why did they stop? And why didn't they go back when we got so many STDs and herpes and HIV and AIDS and all this other crap that's out here now? Why wouldn't that be done? Because they got everything they needed during that time when they were taking our blood. And when they couldn't get it anymore, they stopped it. They came up with what? Ancestral.com. Still getting your DNA, figuring out these gaps that they didn't get, they couldn't figure out. The junk DNA, as they call it. That's why junk is 14, ain't no junk. That's just another magic spell word that they threw in there because it's something they can't figure out. That's why it's junk to them. They have never figured out what the Creator put in us and why. It's a time for it. But they panicking because they're hearing, just like on these programs right now, and others, Billy Carson, Dr. Phil Valentine, Rod Hayes, Sister Mara. I mean, I can go into a litany, but just like when people ask me about certain people like that, Eddie, I know you know. No, that's not, They're in their lane. If I hear them or need to hear, guess what? You're going to give me a link or send it to me or say something. But I give most people 15 minutes. And out of that 15 minutes, the first 15 minutes, they're regurgitating or they're recycling, repeating the same series of numbers. 5, baby. I got 5 on it. And the 4. Because you definitely can't leave God out. So the 4 and the 5, metaphysics, God and Christ, are in everything everybody's saying. They don't know it. Why am I listening to the same? It's a recording to me, family. No. I keep saying to people, y'all want me to listen to something that I keep hearing. I'm hearing the same damn number, 1,000 different words, and 5 keeps like I'm reading this list off to y'all, family. This ain't half of the 5s that's out there that they use. And the little 5s that I'm giving y'all, I know y'all probably say, damn, that's 5. Whoa, 5. I got 5 on it now. Yes. Family, that's why this class is what I dubbed it. I got 5 on it. And by the way, if I didn't, say it again, I got 5 on it, comes to 41. It's 5, family. So again, back to the dance. Dance is 14. Even when we use the word boogie, boogie is 23. It doesn't matter. See, that's part of our ritual to dance. That's why from our to our hairs,
being 23 feet, being 23. Wow. You have to use your feet to dance, to change the beat, the vibration, to get to the vibration that the earth, Mother Earth, is now giving instructions and information through your feet from the ritual of the dance. If you're asking for rain, as the different nations of Indians will call, and it's no coincidence that Indians is 23 and nations is 23. We are the nations, family, and they just called us damn Indians, y'all.
Yes.
When they came over here, they just renamed you. Your number didn't change, color people. Color is 14, 5. Nations, 23, 5. Indians, 23. They even made the colored people of Indians red. Red is 14, the 5. They didn't do nothing. They keep changing the name, family. The number will give you the truth of what they done did. That's why it's called a true story. When you hear that, regardless, you hear the word true, that's 23. You look now, you might, okay, that might have some facts in it. Let me check it out. The number behind the words that we give more power, and we don't know why we give certain words that power. So back to the list, when you're flying high. Oh, let me get to the defense of the rituals with the dance. We also use, and everybody's talking about it now, crystals. Crystals are 32. The crystals are part of the defense, 32. It's part of your rituals, 32. But if we don't know how to use the crystals for the defense within the rituals, what are they for? You just got crystals sitting around your house? Right now, we mentioned the full moon, and we've mentioned it before. Everybody knows it has crystals. Your crystals should be in the window somewhere towards that moon so that they can get charged. They can get charged. But you don't just put them there. You clean them, do your incantations and your intentions so that when you wear them, you got them, or they're in your room after they've been charged, that energy of your intentions that's put in those crystals are now infecting your environment. Environmental is 41. See? It's about understanding your and creating your majesty of your environment. Sister Antoinette, can you hold on one and take over for 1 second? I got to do something.
Yes, yes. That's fine. Does anybody have a question or a comment that you wish to add? Ms. Kim?
No, I'm mute. I was checking to see
okay,
if I was on mute. What he was saying, you remember I told you about God assigning me to help my brothers and sisters see?
Yes.
That's what he's saying too, in another way of saying it.
Yes.
That, and we all have that charge. We're supposed to help our brothers and sisters see, because if we see themselves, though, really. Because if you can't see yourself, then you ain't being real. It goes back
that
to
that is truth. True. That is true.
Okay,
you know,
I'm back.
Well,
thanks, sisters.
Oh, that was quick, yeah. Brother Eddie.
Oh, no. I had to take care of my cat real quick. So, but anyway, yes, Ms. Kim, you're right on the money. Because that's it. The five of, I said, brother. 32, which is the 5, and they call it your brother's keepers. Keepers are 32. But the word you use for 32 is helper. See, we're helpers. Helpers are 32. See, once we know what we're here to do, we're here to help others. See, it ain't nothing that we're here to do by ourselves. That's why understanding that we each have a part, we each have a piece. Because if I had all this damn knowledge that of the world, like they say, it would be overwhelming for one, and corrupt. You things have come up. So no, it's not given to just one individual. This is why we all have a part and a piece of the whole puzzle. And once we really know our part, as they say, the world is a stage and everybody's got a part, family. You ain't got to play nobody else's part because you got your own.
Yeah.
So
that is true.
Back to even understanding human beings, that's 41, is what's also called the population. Population is 32. What do the authorities and these people who have the Baphomet in the White House over the reef right now want to do? Well, for the population, they call it depopulation. Wow.
Yeah.
Change the word, the number. Depopulation is 41. 41, it's the five. See? And we know that this is what they're talking about, even written on the Georgia Guidestones. They're talking about the five, bringing the population down to 500 million. The five, the R-Y. And Georgia Guidestones, 86, 8 plus 6, 14 is the five. Why are they saying these things? It's things like Turtle Island. Turtle is 32, family.
Cool. That's
their plans. That's what they. That's it. See, we're breaking it down now because again, revelate. It's the age of revelations. This is what's here, family. We're here. See, when I fellowship with you, I'm looking for your interpretation.
Yeah.
Your interpretation and my interpretation is different, but we can come to an agreement. Agree is 23, interpretation is 59, 5 plus 9, 14, which is back to that 5. See, we talk about the elements. And I'm not talking about earth, wind, and fire, but they're great. And we will since I mentioned it. But elements come to 32.
Yes.
Earth, wind, and fire made a song called Shining Star.
Yes.
No matter who you are, shining bright to see.
Yeah.
The world can see. Bright to be what you can truly be. Anyway, shining star comes to 41, family.
Ain't that something? See.
Yes, it is.
But we talk about aliens and UFOs. Well, alien is 14. UFO is 14. Nanotechnology, nano king. We talked about the food earlier. Eating whose food? Man-made. Man-made is 14. Food is 14. Natural is 23. They all defy. See, we're going through a transformation. Transformation is 50. Some people are playing with chemicals, and it's a transmutation. Transmutation is 50. This word has so much power. Johnny Guitar Watson used the phrase, ain't that a bitch. Somebody doing something slick. Well, ain't is 14, 5. Bitch is 23,
yeah.
5. See, that 5 is so bad. See, even in love, 14, sex, 14. They turn around and call the vagina, excuse me, family pussy. Pussy is 23. Beaver. Beaver is 23. And that was old reference to the vagina, the beaver. 23.
Huh?
This is the power. Yes.
Beaver?
Yes.
I never heard that one.
Well, Antoinette, you were shielded a lot in your life, so we going to go past that. We know that you didn't get out much. So.
Okay.
I'm quite sure Ms. Kim probably ran across that one. So, but anyway, even understanding it is what it is. See, it is, it's 23, family.
And how do you know what it is if you don't know what I'm talking about, what it is? You ain't going to agree with my shit if you don't know what it is. Man, it is what it is. Yeah, what is it, man? Tell me what it is. Because I ain't co-signing on no. But see, being a critical thinker, is 32. We go through addictions. Addiction is 32. Be it a drug addiction, sex addiction, spending addiction, eating addiction, gambling addiction, so forth and so on. See, we have to really slow down so that we can smell the roses. Use your nose. The nose knows. Nose is 14, family. And we have to understand with CERN being 14, they're no more than a big lab because, again, this whole shebang that we're in is a lab experiment. Lab is fire. We got to understand that we have to see or recognize the game or the lab part that we're in, that we're being played. Mirror. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Five is mirror. 23. You're my mirror, family. 41. Human beings. You the five. You my mirror. I'm looking in a mirror and can't see the God in me, nor can I see the God in you when you look at me and I look at you. My mirror. We're still looking at other things. See, when we look in the mirror, what is the true image behind the reflection? That's why mirror is 23 and reflection is 41. 23, 5, and 41, 5. 5 and 5 gives you the 1. Image is 19 to 1. What's behind that image in the mirror that gives you that reflection? It's all about you, family. That's why you come back to 1. What is your reflection to God? What example are you giving and are you setting for others to see? We're setting up that kingdom of heaven. Kingdom is 23. Heaven is 23. Where are y'all going?
Okay. All right, see? Now. All right. Yeah.
Y'all been misdirected because y'all don't see the heaven by the number. Y'all see it by somebody else's story. Woo. That's why Christ going to give you the real heaven, baby. But if you don't know Christ by number, how you going to get there? They say through Christ, all things, through five, all things is possible, baby. Y'all ain't got five on it. Because it don't stop with the word. Christ is the number, baby. Christ is more than the name that they put on. Ooh, I ain't going there because I'm finna go somewhere else. I'm gonna start to sweat. Make me sweat. Hey, anyway, fam, yeah. But see, we are the finders. Finders is 32.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? See, whatever you're looking for is looking for you. Whatever you want wants you. Do we know the number of those? Anything we saying at all? That's what I'm saying, family. Any of these phrases and words, do we know the number? See, because Christ telling you something. The five, I got five, it's telling you something. And if you don't see, and this is nothing that I just gave. See, practice what you preach. Practice five. Preach five. See, understand your temple. Temple is five. We are the tower, and they done made 5G a damn tower. Tower is 23 to 5. Temple 23 to 5. I can go on and on and on. I got 5 on it.
Yeah.
For family, like I said, I done did part of my homework, giving it to you to stimulate and activate.
Yes.
That in you that's already in you. That's making you what? Curious. Curiosity. 41, family. I'm just pulling at the strings of your curiosity. That code, it's already in you. It ain't nothing I'm saying as people give me on all these other, they saying the same thing. We all saying the same. And I've been hearing it for over 50 years. 50. I got five on it. For over 50 years. I was here when King was still living. So I'm part of that. So for 50 of these years, I've been hearing the same thing. As a child to a young adult to an adult now, the same thing. And now to be able to put the numbers to the memory bank of all these things I've heard over the last 50, it's the same thing, family. If you see that and you keep saying the same, it's just like that lie we keep saying, and if you keep seeing now these numbers that's revealing the lie, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Because don't nobody know the number of lies, and they keep using it. They don't know the number of lies, the number of the devil. So I don't need to see the devil when I see the devil right there in the lie that you're giving me.
Yeah.
See? Don't give me nobody's image of the devil. You the devil right now, coming out your mouth. You lying like that, and don't even know. And you're lying to me, and I'm going to tell people. If you don't know the number of the word you're saying, and you lying to me by that number of the word that you're using, and you don't recognize it, bro. I'm gone. See? And I told you what I'm about. I'm not lying to you, and you definitely ain't going to sit here and lie to me. See, just like I said, we allow it. If I stand there and allow somebody to lie to me and don't check them, that's why it's called checkmate. Said mate is fire. My soulmate, mate is fire. That five is so strong, affects everything. They call it cause. And effect, baby, effect is 32. Ain't that something?
Yes, yes it is.
And I checkmate you. I know the cause that made the effect. Check and cause the same number. Mate and effect is the same number. That's the chess game in real life, the cause and effect, family. They know cause the and we don't see it. Mm.
That's what that shut-in was about.
That's it. That's it. See? Like I said, I don't put nothing past them, but I thank them because for me, they don't know what they wrote. Or possibly they do, and always figure being so five. Egotistical, ego is five.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you gotta check your ego at the door, checkmate. See, but they're so egotistical, thoughtical, and demonic that they feel like, hey, we're no threat. They know everything we know because they not taught us everything that they know or they wanted us to know. Nope. See. What I'm giving now, they ain't taught us none of this.
No, they didn't.
They wouldn't dare teach us this. See?
No.
What did I get it from?
They don't want us to figure things out.
That's it. See, what did I get it from? I got it from where we all getting it from right now. See? The atmosphere, the five, baby, the Christ.
Yes.
What did it say? At the end, it's the second coming. Of the five, baby. Ooh. They say the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's the five, baby. I got five on it.
I got five on it.
I'm ushering them in, baby, with the five.
Yes.
See? Because we don't see it. We get into the manipulating of the lyrics. That's why lyrics is 23, baby. If you don't know the code behind the lyrics, you're getting caught up in the drama. We getting caught up in the theatrical act. Even Trump gave us a beautiful act. But as I said, Trump being metaphysical, the anti-cross, Trump dropped some information that I still hope people didn't get. I was saying it since he was president. Trump is in there, symbology. Donald is 14. Horn is 14. When Gable's horns blow, y'all be ready to go. Y'all don't even hear the, woo, fam. The horn is five, y'all. Get it? I got five on it. I'm part of the damn horn family. I'm blowing my ass off.
Yes, you are.
Blowing is 23, family. The five. Woo. 23 is danger. Danger, Real Robinson, danger.
Yes.
It's a warning, family. That's all, but it's a good noise of warning. I ain't bringing you no grudge.
For those that have ears to hear.
That's it. See, I'm not coming with no gloom and doom.
And it says, God, your ears.
News, baby. See, that's why it's, we standing strong with no fears. See? Ain't nothing. Woo. No. No. I'm sorry. But family, like I said, it's coming. And as Ms. Kim keeps reiterating, ears to hear.
Yes.
Eyes to see, the blind. That's why blind is 14, family. Once you get into the five, you won't be blind no more.
What is
your eyes will be open. See?
Well,
but again.
What is she, Brother Eddie?
See?
What's that?
What is she? S-E-E.
C is 7, 16. C is 7. That's consciousness. Consciousness is 7. C is 7. Witness is 7. That's why they call it a Jehovah's Witness. Witness is 7.
Yeah.
Recognize is 7. Aware is 7. But some people don't, they're not aware because they ignore. Ignore is 7. Root word for ignorance. See, they want to ignore what's right in front of them. This is why 6 being the word gives us choice. Choice is 6. Word is 6. Balance is 6. We are here to bring the balance to the word. And that in and of itself gives choice to all. See, because the word that's in you already, all we doing is activating what's in you to help it come out. We ain't trying to put nothing in you. That's what they did in a program in education. They educated you with, as we said, the reading, writing, arithmetic, the biology, the chemistry, the history. I ain't never took no interview or went on an interview where anybody asked me who was the first damn president.
Nope.
No,
I haven't either.
No historical question.
Brother
no
Eddie,
science question. Yes, ma'am.
I got put out of my history class. I got put out of my history class and my mama had to come to school. That was the first time she ever had to go to the school.
Oh,
I got
put
out because the history teacher was talking about Africa, and I don't know how I was looking at her, but she asked me, why are you looking at me like that? And I said, well, I just want to know, why is it you never speak of the kings and queens of Africa? She says, what kings and queens? I said, well, I'm a descendant of the Queen of Sheba. She said, get out!
Yeah, so you want to hear that one, Miss Kim.
But as he's saying, what they taught in history, well, we're finding out a great deal of it's not true anyway.
And that's right. You're right. They
didn't
want
so
to
much
be exposed.
About, it's so much.
Is my mic open?
True.
Yes, you've been open, Brother Kwame. Hello.
Well, I was on another call because a friend of mine called, and I had to take that, and I said, well, they're still on, so I'm still on. I didn't hang up, so I said I wanted to get in.
Yeah, we left your line open.
Good evening, Miss Kim. Good evening, Brother Eddie. Good evening.
What's happening, Brother Kwame?
What's 27. Because she was
but
saying
999.
Yeah, 999. 999. 999 is 27 equal 9.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said 9.
But I had one part that I, when y'all were talking earlier, when you were talking about the three R's, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You're talking about reading, writing, arithmetic. And the thing I was saying was, is that Eddie got it, but he was saying that is writing, arithmetic is an A, what is it? Reading
is an R. Reading is an R.
Right.
Writing is a W and an A. Right.
W-A-R. War.
There you go. Beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even see that.
Whoa.
I didn't see that. I love it. I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, how you do it?
We've been putting
in
Bible with ourselves.
That, Brother Kwame, could you explain that again, please?
Okay, writing. W. A.
Yes.
Arithmetic. The numbers. How to write in the English, how to add up the numbers. Well, Eddie converts the words to numbers, but this is what the arithmetic is. A rat in the house will eat the cheese. That's how you learn how to spell arithmetic. A rat in the house will eat the cheese. And so, and then you got reading is the R. So it's that they're teaching you how to have this war within you, because that is not the way that we function in our natural way, in the way that they did this training you in school.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
I love that one, man. I love that because, like I said, I was looking at just the words and how they gave us the RRR, and it's not an RRR.
No.
But I used the R for the five since we're dealing with, I got five on it, and R comes to five. So I'm looking at the 555 and never looked at the writing, arithmetic, and reading comes to the that acronym of war. Oh, man.
War.
And if you turn it around, it's raw.
It's raw.
Raw. That's
it. Made
raw.
It raw, baby.
Oh, wow.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, wow. Man.
Raw war.
Ooh. Wow. Thank you, Brother Kwame. Man.
Yeah,
wow.
I was hoping to get in. I said, and my friend got off the phone, and we were talking about, because they was, you know, talking about some things that they're going through in this full moon and that. So you try to, you know, when people, you can feel when people are reaching out. And I knew that this person only called, that's this old ex-friend, and they were reaching out. So it was like, okay, you know, I can see it. You're a spoke in the wagon wheel. I mean, you're trying to get to the center of the wagon wheel. And you're on this outer circle, and you've been down all of these different spokes. You've been Islam, you've been Christian, you've been, you know, Hebrew Israelite, you've been Tab, you've been all of these. So you're trying to still get to the center where the Creator is. And you've taken all of these avenues, and you've gone back out, and you're going around the wheel, and you find another one, and you go down this one. And it's not that. You have to listen to your heart. It's not in your head.
Absolutely.
Within your heart. You got to hear with the ear of your heart. You got to reconnect back to the earth.
Yeah. That's what he told me back to. Tell my children to go back to the earth. We're supposed to be growing our own food, and then we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Right. You know, and if you feed a man fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. You teach a person how to grow, put a seed in the ground and till the soil and take care of it, and it'll produce what you need. So you eat to live by learning how to work what gives you life.
But Brother Kwame, right there is a part of the curse that we should have broken. Actually, all the curses were broken when Christ sacrificed his life and shed his blood. But as far as getting back to the earth, we as a people don't want to deal with the earth because of the slavery.
Well, yeah,
and we
got to
find a way to get back there.
Yeah, but see, that's what they just made the movie about Peter. That's the black man that they the photographer took the picture of him with all them lashes across his back. They finally made a movie about him called Emancipation that Will Smith is going to star in. It starts Friday on Apple. And, you know, all of these things are coming, all truth are beginning to come to light. And what we're now looking at is how do we reconnect spiritually, because this is about, you said it early, Ms. Kemp, this is not a war. Somebody said it was not a war of the physical. This is a war of the spirit. And even the Native American in the Choctaw prophecy says the children of two shields, the red and the black, will come back together to do battle here on Turtle Island. And the two first shield was that we tried to fight with the shield when they came with the guns and the weapons, and the shield and the bow and the air and spear couldn't take that. But now we have to put up our spiritual shield. We have to put on the breastplate.
Yes.
The armament of the breastplate, and the breastplate is all those 12 crystals, those 12 gemstones that will protect, that are laced and laid on gold and silver, and they over your heart to protect your heart, because the heart is the seat of God's will.
Something came to me today, the Holy Spirit.
Right. And but there was a brother, I just came back from this retreat I did down, and it was a beautiful retreat. I had 12 men from 21 to 46. And we did 3 days in the four royal stars. It was between the second and the fourth, and it was when this portal was open. And anyway, we did this, and we did a sweat lodge on Saturday. And then, you know, we had this beautiful experience being there on the land and doing the sweat. And everybody inside the lodge at the last round, we was in total darkness. And so we all sitting there saying what prayers and things that we did. And then when the door opened, the moon and the fire from the fire pit was shining, and it was like I could remember, it clicked, how when as a baby, when you come out of the womb and you're coming through the birth canal and you see, the first thing you see is that light in that delivery room, because you've been in total darkness for your development. And everybody had a part in saying about what they felt when they came out of that womb of the lodge. And then we did, the next day we did a workshop, and we were doing rhythms and words. And this brother named AP, and he said, you know, we got to remember something as brothers. We got brothers stands for be real, open, truthful, helping everyone rise spiritually.
Oh, wow.
That's what a brother is.
Say that again, Brother Kwame.
Be real. B is for B. R is for real. O is for open. T is for truthful. H is for helping. E is for everyone. R is for rise. And S is for spiritually. Be real, open, truthful, helping everyone rise spiritually. That's what brothers are to do.
Wow. That's the assignment. That's the assignment.
Yeah, for
men.
This is what the men. This is what the men.
I just said, brothers
are
32. The five. Go ahead, Kwame. That's what brothers at five.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm saying is that because they were sharing this. And we were saying that there's five things we need to be looking at. The need, love, peace, tribe, art. Need stands for nourishing energy every day. Love stands for letting our voices engage. Peace stands for a positive energy activating community effort. Tribe stands for to reconnect in beauty every day. Activating real truth.
That's a song.
Wow.
So it was really, you know, a good experience. And what really topped it off, I had a flight coming out of Dallas, and I had a layover to get the plane, and I had to get a plane in San Antonio on the 5th. I left that Monday. I left San Antonio on May 5th, 1969, going from San Antonio to go to San Diego to boot camp. And that was just like, I had never been back to San Antonio, Texas. That day I left there on May 5th, 1969, and I was there on December 5th, 2022, 50-something years later, I had left. Same airport.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Life is a circle.
That's the first time you've been back there.
First time I've ever been back to San Antonio, Texas.
50 years and circle is 23 to 5.
Yeah.
I got 5 on it. Yeah, circle. Life is a three-ring circle.
Yes, right. It is. Wow.
You know, and it's beautiful because, you know, this sister, her name is Lanita, and she owns what's called Blackland Ranch. And she has 40 acres and this huge center. It's got 5 bedrooms and 4 baths, a big kitchen, living room, and a dining area. And it's all run on solar. And she's got 2 ponds there on the property. And then she's got an African village. She's got a llamas run around there. She used to have horses. She sold the other 40 acres she had that she had, and she kept this 40. And she's taking it off the market until spring because the interest rate is up too high. But I'm just looking at this. You know, here we are looking at talking about our 40 acres and a mule. She got 40 acres and a llama. But, I mean, just to be the steward of that much land and having retreats where we can come as our people can come there and have the
utilize perfectly. Yes.
And what she's doing is like she doesn't want to sell it to some Europeans and whatever. And she's trying to say, why can't our people put together and buy this?
She's absolutely
and we
right.
sat down as
That's
brothers.
That's a good point.
Right, because we sat down, those men sat there and said, you know, y'all living here in Dallas, y'all need to see how y'all can pull together and get this, because can't let this go. They ain't making no more land on the planet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
definitely
once we get
not.
5 on it, we'll be able to do it. So it's like she said, why can't we get together and start buying these things? Buying is 23.
The price. Right. And she's only asked 800,000 for that. And you got the rec house. You got the house that they live in. And you got the village over there. Plus she has a store in back of the rec place, and then she has like a retreat house next across from the store that people like, if you wanted to spend time alone, and you could go over there to this little house and you just got a bed
and all of that,
go there and stay. All of that, you know.
Well, got to work a little bit faster so I can get my money, because if I have it, I sure will go get it.
Yeah, and I was trying to say, if I could pick 3 numbers.
Yeah.
Well.
But anyway, you know, but it's just time. And I know, Brother Eddie, it was something that I wanted to, we were talking about grassroots and reaping or unpacking something. I think that's what we were talking about. What was it, the 3 for today?
Pardon me?
What was that? I was asking, what was the name for the show? What was the...
Oh, why I got 5 on it.
Oh, okay. Well, I got five on it. No, because I was looking at something and saying, you know, we talk about grassroots, and we're talking about we being grassroots people. Some of us, we've got patches in this grass that we're in, and we've got to unpack those roots and replant those seeds.
Absolutely. And we ain't got a lot of time to do it.
No, and we got places that's growing weeds, you know, and we got to see if those weeds edible or those weeds need to be, are they choking and trying to choke off everything around there like kudzu? You know, some weeds have purpose and some weeds need to be moved and put over somewhere else where they could be, you know, wherever they need to be at by themselves. But we need to start looking at these grassroots organizations and grassroots movements are not all rooted in the best interest of us as people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what, Brother Kwame? Opposition like that, if we do what we are supposed to do, our glory will shine. Our glory will shine for the glory of God, and we won't even have to worry about it.
Right. And the thing is that, you know, we got to keep moving. I mean, the universe is moving. It don't stop. So it's when your time is coming, you come back and you get back on that overground railroad. But in the meantime, you're traveling here on this earthly plane in this spacesuit, and you've got to be able to become what it is that you became a being to do.
Absolutely, positively. Y'all, listen, y'all hitting me all upside my head because I've been holding it back. God told me to let these young people know, these young girls and the young men, they have a responsibility as well. If God graces you to let his life come through you, you don't know what he's got in that. You have no right to destroy it.
But I want to know who told young women that they could wear pajamas on plane.
Why are you wearing pajamas anywhere but going to bed?
They are wearing pajamas. I'm looking at all of these young black women, and they got on this extra hair, and they got these super long eyelashes, and they got on these big old fluffy house shoes, and these head rags on their head, and they think they're cute traveling in the airport.
And they're not.
Kwame,
they're not.
That's been a pet peeve of mine since, 2014, when I first got on Blog Talk in 2015. I had just finished up my little course in a junior college here in Chicago. And I was astonished to see all students. There's no campus there. So that means everybody's got to come from home. And the majority, 55% of the students were in pajamas. White, black, Oriental, Asian, Hispanic. You know, if I didn't know any better, you wouldn't be able to tell the teachers from the students. The teachers were dressed as provocatively as the students. A lot of the male teachers' pants were sagging just as much as the males. It was crazy, you know. And I'm like, look at this. I mean, even in the authority figure of teachers, they don't even have it. They're not displaying.
So what do they expect of the students? It's called. I'm sorry, my baby. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's what just piqued me again when Kwame said at the airport, because I didn't even pay attention to all the people when I was traveling last year back and forth to Arizona and Vegas. The people, and the majority of them, I got to admit, were black females in pajamas and their children. And leave their babies out, because a lot of their babies, they didn't even change and put them in the right attire. So anyway, continue, Brother Kwame.
Before you go, Brother Kwame, I have a song that I want to play. It's called A Woman's Worth. And then I'll be right back with you. Just let me play this first, because this is timely. since y'all brought it up. But here we go, a woman's work.
I keep on falling in love.
Woo! I'll be back. Hey, yo, shorty, what's up? You looking good today. So you gonna give me some time or what?
What you talking about, shorty? What you know about a woman's work?
Well, see, women have to know their own work as well.
Right. And I thank you, Antoinette, because that was so much on point. And, you know, you look at, okay, I'm talking about what I saw in the airport, those young women or young girls.
Yeah.
because a woman is not going to dress herself what she she's dressed for bed, and so what their worth is that you just a bedtime person. You're not showing what you're worth. Because it's like you see a woman, and then there used to be ladies that you saw that walked with their hair done, that everything on them, and my uncle told me, he says you tell the value of a woman by her feet and what she got on them. You know, if she got run over shoes and she doing that. Or she got chipped fingernail polish on her hands and her head is the back of her neck is all rolled up. She ain't got no worth. If she's that way on the outside, what's up under all of that?
That's right.
You know, and that's what she's saying, that a man will know and treat a woman well what he sees she's worth. You see the value of her and what the way she carries herself. And you will give that value what you see. But if you're seeing somebody running around here with a sleeping cap on and some pajamas and flip-flops or house shoes running through, how are you traveling through, you know, I don't know. And stretch pants. We used to call them stretch pants in our day. Now they call them body suits. Because all they do is just show the whole body.
And leave nothing to the imagination.
No.
But, that's what people do. I mean, not just the young women, the old women do.
Yeah, but see, old women should understand something. You got cellulite. You got dimples all over your back end. And you.
Yes.
And you that's showing you out of shape there. You can't wear what you see your daughters wear. I don't know. It's really challenging.
Yes, it is. But you know, I think it's acceptance. You know, I mean, if we continue to accept these things, then it's going to continue. You know, if we don't stand up and say something, then you know it's going to continue. You know, everything continues, you know, along with the pattern. And that's the reason why things keep getting worse as they keep going on. You know, each generation gets more out of hand, which is why we accept this LGBTQ. And I see where they added the I. I don't know what the I is for. But, you know, that's
ignorant.
The reason why that's being accepted. Oh, ignorance, okay. But that's the reason why all this stuff is being accepted, because we keep accepting things. And it's slowly just adding on to more and more stuff.
Right. You know, and they got a case at the Supreme Court that this woman in Colorado was a web designer. And I think it was a web designer, or she was just saying that she would refuse to service and create a web page for LGBTQ people, or I think she was doing the thing with the bakery, saying that they would bake a cake for a gay wedding because they don't feel that they have the right to refuse that. And they are, so if they get that court case to go through, they can go back and say, well, we don't have to serve black. Well, I'm a doc. I don't want to serve these people. I don't want to serve that person. We going back. They getting ready to change the laws back if we don't look at what's getting ready to happen with what we're allowing them to make change the laws about.
I understand that. But honestly, I'm with that baker. I mean, because if it's going against what you believe in, why do you have to accept it? Now, why are you forcing people to accept something that is not them? If it's not me, and I don't accept it, then, you know, there's a whole lot of places you can go. And with this LGBTQI, they have so many things. And they have things within their own communities, you know, which they have
their own
businesses and everything else.
Excuse me. Aren't we supposed to have freedom of religion?
Yes.
That's not religion.
But it is her
choice. That's not religion.
No. What I'm saying, the baker, if their religion is against that, then they're going against their freedom.
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying.
But, you know, and that's what they're using. They're using the different parts of the book because if they go.
But I'm saying that's the answer right there. Freedom of religion, and my religion is against that.
Right. And so what I'm saying is that man is going against the law of the natural order. And man is creating laws and saying, I have a right to be with another man. I have a right to be with another woman. Okay, that's your right for your sexual preference. And so the part that in Sodom and Gomorrah, why was
all of that
destroyed?
Because of their ways, because of their choices.
Right.
Their sexual preference.
Right, because if you look at something and saying if these people want to write, okay, I'm going to give all of you whatever you want to label yourself. If you put each one of those groups on an island in less than a generation, you will not have them.
That's true.
No, but they can't reproduce.
Right.
What is he saying about if good people don't say anything, what happens? Help me somebody.
The part in that if you don't, I mean, my grandfather always said you can't do wrong right. And if you feel that that's right for you to do that, then okay. But in the long run, it's against nature because nature says is that it takes a male and a female to make another human being.
Yes, yeah. I agree. It's something I brought up earlier. I might have brought it on one of the classes here, but I touched on it on Sister Viata's show Sunday and Sister Bev's show Monday. And that's just basically talking about. When you mentioned Supreme Court, made me think about the new sister that they just put in there.
Jackson. What's her
Jackson,
name?
Right, that can't give you a simple definition of a woman. And like I said, for us, simply, a woman or women are the only ones that have children. So
right.
If we get into LGBTQ, no. Get into transgender, no. Get into re-augmentation of one's body part, no. As long as we've been here, we've seen clones, duplicates, but we've never seen a man, even with a sex change, give a baby. So it's only a woman.
Macy Gray got something for him to say. They'll pull up Macy Gray.
It's only a woman that has children. And here's a secret to all the women. As a group, women, you have power. See, because women have children. And it's the Spirit of God that is in the offspring of somebody's child.
But what
this is why we say the Spirit of God, Spirit 31, which is for God, 14. Women, here's the secret. Secret is 31. Women is 13. God is 13, women. You are the true God here on this planet. Your number reflects who you are, that four. It's just like sister being 34, but when the sister come together and they become the sisters, it's 40. They're the God again. The sisters and the women, not no man trying to be no woman. See?
Right.
That's out of order.
Yeah. Let me say this real quick, y'all. let me say this real quick. I'm sorry, Brother Kwame, just real quick. Look, everything is over with on the show. So if we get, you know, if they cut us off at any time, because now we're in the, we're just talking. It's not recording or anything. So I just want y'all to know if it cuts us off at any time, it's not me. It's Block Talk.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. But, and the part of it is, we saying about when they talk about the Christ, Christ sacrificed what? He sacrificed his blood for the people, right?
Yes.
Right. For the sins of the world. Only women bleed, and her blood is for the new life that it comes from her and only her. You know,
yes.
That was the part of Cain and Abel. You know, because Eve, the mother, birthed both of them, but she had the power of her blood through her cycle. That's what they're saying, that she will be cursed by her birth pains or whatever. But she was, mm-hmm. she had life blood that she through her every 28 days. Cain and Abel did not have life blood. So one of them was jealous enough to say, you know, you didn't give the great sacrifice or whatever they did, but he did what? Woman gives life blood. Cain slew his brother to give death blood. And they've been doing this cycle ever since.
Yes. Yeah.
Man has been killing man because he does not have the blood of life. He has the blood of bringing blood to death.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the blood of life. Woman is the only one.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's why when we say Holy Spirit,
yeah.
It's bloodline also. Same number, different words.
Yeah.
Right. Holy Spirit. Spirit being four, again, as Kwame just said, and I said God, woman. Woman is also four. Oh, women, I'm sorry, it's four. So,
right.
Yeah, it's that bloodline of the women. So, yeah, it all adds up to even dealing with the Bible because, again, I broke the Bible down numerically dealing with the Ashoka records. Ashoka records come to Holy Bible, and you can read it as thus, by the numbers. I love it. I love it.
That's why I say it's the Helios Bible. It's the sun book. It's
and
the
Helios, Helios.
Right. It's the book.
No,
of
I was
the
just
story.
Saying, since you brought the word up, because I didn't put that down, but it's in the memory banks. Helios Bilios is 50, just like we said,
right.
Mother Earth is 50. That's
right.
The Helios Bilios is telling us about the earth and creation itself. It's all the five, baby.
Right.
Yes. But this is Brother
sun book. Right.
Yes.
And it's the sun. And because the heavenly body is the 12 bodies of the zodiac that are there above us, which is Aries is the head and Pisces is the feet. And what we're seeing is the body of Adam Kamen, that heavenly body. Because he said, let there be light. He named the sun, the moon, the stars, the signs, and the seasons. Each one of those star systems are a sign. And each time of the season, they're in a different position because the planet is a different position. And so this is what we have to understand, as above, so below. And these are the parts of what we're looking at right now at, okay, it's 12 o'clock, yeah, here. So it's 11 there, but the moon was full at 11, I think, 05 or 15, somewhere around there. It was totally full.
11:15.
Yeah.
11:15,
and so
yeah.
That's right. So we've already been on the East Coast. We've had our full moon energy. You're now getting your full moon energy. As we turn, you know, going through this, we're getting that energy and we're getting the alignment of all the planets because you got Mercury's in retrograde, you got Mars in retrograde, Neptune just went direct. So all of these energies simultaneously are coming with that full moon light energy with from the sun on the moon and those planets that surround in that solar system, in our solar system, all are sending down the consciousness from each one of those, plus the stars. That's how great our Creator is.
Yes, did y'all happen to check the quote that I put in the with the description of the show? But if not, I'm going to read it to y'all. All right, it's from Frederick Douglass, 1857. This struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, and it may be both moral and physical, but it must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them, and these will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those of whom they oppose. I'm sorry, whom they oppress.
Right. And you know what? It was
right
one of the brothers, but it was one of the brothers there. I guess he said, my daddy named me Frederick Douglass, and I forgot what that was his last name is. But he was talking about, I'm Frederick Douglass. I said, okay, you got a great name.
Yes.
Did you get my text, Antoinette?
Yes, I'm sorry, Miss Kim. I can't play anything now.
Oh, okay.
Because everything had dropped. I sent you a text back. But, no, I don't have the board. You know, right now it's showing that there's nobody in the chat room on the board or anything. You know, the episode has completely ended, so it's nothing I can do.
Okay. So we're just on the conference call.
We're just in the after to the they kick us out.
We just have a family conversation now.
Yeah.
But this is what we need with this moon, because everything that we're speaking is traveling through. You look at it. I'm here in Georgia. It's traveling all the way up there to Chicago, over to Detroit, over to the East Coast, to Delaware, and up to Jersey with Ishtar.
Yeah.
So you looking at how much that everything that as our voices travel across these airwaves, all of the consciousness of all the beings up under it is receiving it.
Yeah. I need some of that for my show at the St. Regis on the 20th of December, my 83rd birthday. And it's a Tuesday, Antoinette. It's a Tuesday, not a Wednesday.
Okay.
I need some real fives on it. You know what I mean?
Pardon me?
I said, I need some real fine fives on it to help me with my show.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Well, you'll have it. Because you know you'll have all of our support.
I'm sorry. By the way, there's a movie production in Germany that wants to use my soul on the song Soul on Fire that I wrote and I'm singing. So if you all get a chance, maybe you can pull that up and hear it.
Well, that's going to be good.
Right. And Ms. Kim, Linda said tell you she's trying to find that person who took the picture of you there. I don't know if she's, is he in Dallas or wherever?
No, it was in Israel.
Yeah, well, I know the picture he took in Israel, but I'm trying to think, where is he in the, over here in the States?
He was in Dallas.
Yeah, that's
I don't
what
know where he is now.
Look,
you know,
to try to find out where is he.
I don't even remember his name.
Yeah. But I shot this lady that from the airport in Dallas, and she was talking about her and Ben.